It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters here. Wes Moss here on a Sunday morning. As we hear every Sunday morning. Yeah, no, it's on. I think we're good to go. We're changing out studio equipment, so things aren't exactly as they are typically here on a Sunday morning. So who knows if you may hear a glitch or two, but that's all getting worked out, and I think we're going to be back to a brand new, newly improved. It's like a renovation in the studio. So good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. So much to talk about today. We're going to talk a lot today about an encounter I had this week with our most recently retired Federal Reserve Chair, Janet Yellen. So much fun. So I was fortunate enough to, and by the way, I guess it's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. I got a couple Father's Day gifts. They were yesterday, which was wonderful. The kids were so, I was in Colorado for a couple of days, and I'll tell you about that story, but I came back, and the kids, I guess, were eager. So they gave me the Father's Day stuff on Saturday, which was still awesome. And then I think today I realized that one of my gifts was some sort of styrofoam airplane that the kids couldn't wait to give me today. And they started playing with it yesterday and it broke apart in the yard and the dog tore it apart. So good morning. Happy Father's Day. Par for the course when you have four kids and that's okay. So I was lucky enough or fortunate enough the last couple of days during, call it really most of Thursday and Friday, to spend in Colorado, about two and a half hours outside of Denver, the Beaver Creek area, for an investment conference hosted by Charles Schwab. There were a handful of advisors from around the country invited to hear from. Anytime you get one of these small gatherings and you get these just the most amazing speakers and thought leaders from all different areas of the world. So I heard from Jeffrey Kleintop on the global economy, Lizanne Saunders, who we've had here actually on the show back in 2009. Heard from Lizanne Saunders on the U.S. economy. Heard from David Edelman from MIT, one of the nation's leading experts on artificial intelligence. Greg Vallier on Washington politics, and then probably my favorite session of the 2 days, and we're going to talk about this today because it is the true captain of the ship when it comes to the U.S. economy, was Dr. Janet Yellen, Federal Reserve Board Chair from 2014 to February of this year. So 2018, Yellen was at the helm. She was vice chair of the Fed from 2010 all the way to 2014. So she has been kind of in the economic driver's seat for a very long time here in the United States and still has an awful lot of insight and influence. And I think what was so special about sitting down in such close quarters and actually really listening to what she had to say and being able to ask questions, she's a little less constrained because she's no longer, there weren't 100 news cameras around. And she didn't have to script every answer. So she's a little bit more open to talk about the economy, kind of where we are, where she thinks we are headed, which I think is very, very valuable. So I want to share that today here. Of course, phone lines open on this new system we have here at WSB Radio. The number in the studio, of course, 404-872-0750. The number again, 404-872-0750 or 1-800 WSB Talk. Ryan Ely here with me, executive producer, here to take your calls and questions. And we'd love to talk to you this morning. So please feel free to give us a call here this Sunday morning, Father's Day. Thanks so much for joining us. So, of course, and you've seen all the Fed chairs. I mean, they're on the news. If you watch the financial channels, CNBC or Bloomberg, they'll carry their testimony after a Fed meeting, just like we saw this week with Jerome Powell after the Federal Reserve, by the way, this week raised interest rates 1/4 percentage point. So it's kind of an interesting time to be able to sit down with Yellen. So I've seen her on TV and I've listened to her on the radio, press conferences, but there is no replacement to meeting these folks in person. And you can get this genuine feel of how they really operate or what they really think. And this is a case of someone who until just a couple of months ago was literally the captain of the ship that is the U.S. economy. No one has more influence on our economy here in the United States and quite frankly around the globe. Because our policy here in the United States, particularly interest rate policy, sets the tone for all of Europe, all of Asia. So we are the kind of the starting place for the global economy. And the Federal Reserve Chair has all of the levers at their disposal that absolutely move markets. So there's no one more powerful that when it comes to the economy than the Fed Chair. Not the Treasury Secretary, not the President, not POTUS, not Warren Buffett, not even his buddy Jeff Bezos. So it's the Fed Chair. And today that Fed Chair is Jerome Powell. Not long ago, it was Alan Greenspan, then it was Ben Bernanke, and of course, Janet Yellen up until early this year. Tiny, tiny woman, by the way. She arrived Wednesday night, and I was actually in the lobby walking back to kind of the elevator area after dinner. And very little fanfare. She just kind of came in the hotel. She had somebody with her. And I ended up riding the elevator with Janet Yellen. So that's kind of my biggest brush with fame, if you will, of this trip. And she was hungry and said, well, I am hungry. And so I pointed her to the recent barbecue dinner that we had just had. And this tiny little woman said, I love barbecue. So very, very nice. Very interested in barbecue. And then I let her kind of on her way. I didn't want to pepper her with economic questions in the elevator within 2 minutes of arrival. But anyway, the next day we heard from Yellen and able to sit down, kind of have a Q&A with her. And the discussion was everything from the Fed hike that had just happened that Wednesday. Or I guess this was Thursday. So it had just happened the day before, all the way to getting through the financial crisis. And how she handled, or the 15 or so Fed, other Fed governors that she had to deal with. Remember, the Federal Reserve, the FOMC, Federal Open Markets Committee, has a board of over a dozen. And the number, I believe, the number actually varies a little bit. There are two or three open seats now, so unfilled seats. And while Yellen was at the helm, there are 15 governors or so. And that'd be think about the Atlanta Fed and the New York Fed, the Kansas City Fed. And so she has got to coordinate that group. Remember, so far this year, the Fed now, under Powell, has raised interest rates twice. And again, most recently this past week. And what does that really mean? Well, the statement that they release signifies that, by the way, and I think we know this too. We've been covering this extensively every single week here on the show. The economy is doing very well. 3.8% unemployment. This labor market is about as strong. And this is coming from what Janet Yellen said. The labor market is as strong as it's been in the last 20 years. This is one of the best labor markets we've seen in several decades. And inflation, which has really been this thorn in the side of the Fed, is back to this 2% level. It's actually just a little bit above the 2% level. But for the last 7 or 8 years, we had inflation run under that target for a very long time. That's a long time in an economy with so much slack that there was no inflation. It's not until really right now, until 2000 and late 17, early 2018, that we're finally starting to see some inflation. And inflation obviously is a result of a tighter, among other things, a tighter labor economy. You've got less, and in fact, something that she pointed out, for the first time in this cycle or this recovery, there are more job openings than there are folks looking. Meaning that there's a labor supply there is a lack of supply in labor. So this is a good thing for the job market. It means that there are plenty of jobs out there, more jobs technically out there than folks looking. Doesn't mean there's a perfect match. It doesn't mean we're going to have unemployment's not going to fall to zero. But and there's certainly a skills gap in this economy. And there were several sessions throughout the week that I heard that I listened to that talked about that skills gap. But the reality here is the job market, the economy is in a very good place. And I want to talk about or my takeaway from Yellen this week. And this really kind of goes for Janet Yellen. It goes for the past Federal Reserve folks that have led and particularly led us out of such a difficult recession in 2007 and 2008, early 2009. And here we find ourselves today with unemployment at close to as low as it's ever been. So we're under 4% unemployment. And the forecast is that for that to head even lower, we could see that number drop all the way down to 3.5% by the end of this year. So there are a couple of takes on Federal Reserve chairs. And number one, they are the smartest people in the room. Number two, they are the most logical folks, or maybe the most practical folks in the room. And they have to be consensus builders. And I want to give you a sense of how difficult this job is. Again, to wrangle 15 other brilliant economic minds and to try to reach a decision that America will understand and be able to live with and kind of be able to process. And that is a very, very difficult job. I want to talk about how they help kind of guide this economy in between the icebergs, if you will, or at least try to do that. It doesn't always work perfectly. But that is the Federal Reserve that is so critically important to our economy, part of our discussion here today on Money Matters. So good morning. Welcome to the show. I have Luke Moss here in the studio, my second oldest. He is, around eight, Luke. He will be doing a weather report today, which he's excited about too. Not yet, buddy. Oh, he did say he is eight. Thank you, Luke. I have a lot to keep track of. So good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. Stay tuned. And we'll take phone calls as well. Phone lines are open. The number here in the studio, if you're in Georgia, the number 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. You are listening to Money Matters. Stay tuned. More Money Matters straight ahead on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Oh. Well, good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here on a Sunday morning, 925. And we're talking about, I was just out in Colorado and got to have it really an investment conference that featured Janet Yellen. So I was able to sit down and really hear from our most recent past Fed chair and kind of get her insight on how the world worked throughout the Great Recession and how we kind of climbed out of that and where we are today as a world. And my takeaway from really, if you really sit down and get to spend a little bit of time with these for ex-Fed chairs, You get the sense that they really are the smartest people in the room. Listen, everyone on the Fed is brilliant. Everyone there is accomplished. They're all PhDs in economics and finance and, kind of the list goes on. But the chair is certainly as brilliant as everybody else in the room. Number two, I think they probably have to be the most logical and maybe even the most practical in the room. And Janet Yellen and Bernanke, both I've seen kind of in person and speak, they have this deep understanding of what policy really would work that would cause kind of the least amount of havoc or the least amount of panic. So number three, they have to be consensus builders. And Yellen uses this example. She said, imagine if you're in charge of painting a room and you've got the input of 15 designers. And you go around the room and one designer says, well, I want to paint it blue. That's great. It's a great idea, great color. And then the next one says, well, it needs to be pink. And the next one says it needs to be green. And they all have these wonderful arguments. And they're very, very, they have a high level of conviction. They're very confident in why and how to do it. And Yellen's job, in her words, was effectively to say, get the smartest yet most outlying ideas dropped. she knows in her head that at the end of the conversation, the room needs to be off-white. And it needs to be simple and easy to do, knowing that, yes, there's plenty of brilliant ideas, but she needed the smartest yet most practical solution. And she's got to go around the table and make sure that the other 15 members eventually rally around that same idea. For the good of the American people, good of the sentiment of the country, and for the good of the economy. And that's exactly what she has been able to do. And I think we're going to continue to see that from Jerome Powell as well. So good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. Plenty ahead here. We're talking the economy, what the Fed does to the U.S. economy. We'll give you a tariff update. And of course, take your phone calls and questions. Stay tuned. More Money Matters straight ahead.
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss, certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Just very simply, we are glad to be here talking about this economy that we live in, the world that we live in. And I want to go through it's not very often that I go to one of these conferences, and it's only for if it's going to be full of the very best speakers, the most forward thinking thought leaders about the global economy, the U.S. economy, then I'm going to go. And listen, it's a big deal to get out of town when you've got a bunch of kids and you've got to fly people in to watch them, and it's just not easy. So that's what I did this week. I went to was out in Colorado, very high elevation. Could barely get my breath for the first day or so, but kind of got used to it and had an opportunity to sit down and listen to Janet Yellen, Greg Valliere, the well-regarded political speaker, Jeffrey Kleintop on the global economy, Liz Ann Saunders on the U.S. economy, thought leaders from MIT about artificial intelligence. And I want to kind of give a debrief today of some of the most progressive things I've learned in the last few days at this event. And the first one goes back to kind of wrapping up what we've talked about with the Federal Reserve, is that the Federal Reserve chair is arguably the most difficult job in government. I don't think there's any more difficult job than President of the United States. But as far as being at the wheel and really having the responsibility, every single tiny move that gets made, that's the Fed chair. That's the chairman of the Federal Reserve. And that was Janet Yellen. Today it's Jerome Powell. We raised interest rates again this past week. And in talking to Yellen, the Fed chair has to be A, the smartest in the room, B, the most practical in the room, and C, a consensus builder, because they're the leader of Federal Board governors, but those governors are also thought leaders in their own right. So they've got to take over a dozen brilliant minds, bring them all together for the good of the U.S. economy, the good of the Fed, the good of the U.S. economy. And the Fed has to conduct what is this very elite orchestra of thought and make it all work in harmony. But you've got to be impressed with Yellen, and I certainly am. I was always impressed with Bernanke. And again, I know it's early in the cycle, but Jerome Powell, which is today's current Fed chair, so far seems to be a great fit. So of course, the jury's still out to see what Jerome Powell will do with his tenure there, but he seems just as smart and just as practical and just as consensus building and just as calm under pressure as his very, very successful predecessor. So most importantly, the economy, and I can already hear you. Well, the Fed wasn't that great when they let us into the Great Recession and the financial crisis. And yes, they do make mistakes. And I think of this as this very, very well-educated group, but they're still hit with an infinitely new set of data every single day. So they don't have a crystal ball. They just know what's happened in the past. And it doesn't mean that we still don't go into recessions, and it still doesn't mean that we still don't have big stock market corrections. It's not their job to keep the stock market from falling. That's a separate, totally separate line item. It's their job to ensure we have, over time, stable employment, or really maximum employment, full employment, and price stability, which just means inflation. They want inflation not too hot, not too cold. That's what the Fed is there to do. Now, I think it's important to remember that where we sit today, and this will, whether you speak to an economist at this event, a global strategist, or this is coming directly from Yellen this week in my session with her, the economy is about as strong as it's been in more than a decade. I don't think there's any question about that. And that was echoed this week by Janet Yellen, who has a little more runway and a little more openness today than she did when she had 20 cameras on her. Today, she's out of the job. She can speak a little bit more freely. The economy is solid. And inflation, for the very first time in a long time, inflation is finally in a very healthy place. So the dual mandate of the Fed, let me remind us all of what that is. Oh, and by the way, we are on a Sunday morning with a brand new system. As I'm replugging something in here, a brand new system here at WSB Radio. So we can try the phones. And if you have questions that relate back to really the phone calls here on the show are about helping you as a family make a better decision, helping you as a family make a more informed, objective decision if you're at a financial crossroads. So you might be thinking about either changing your strategy or maybe buying something like an annuity or switching out to mutual funds or moving to ETFs or saying, you know what, maybe I want individual stocks or maybe I want to become an income investor. Hey, Wes, what does that entail? Can I do it today? Should I do it today? Do I need to wait maybe till I'm closer to retirement? You might have a situation that's coming up at work and at work they're saying, hey, you've been here for a long time. You thought you'd be here another decade, but we want you out by the end of the year. And we love you, but we want you out by the end of the year. And here's some incentive to do so. And maybe you're just sick of working and driving an hour and a half every single day to work, or maybe your wife is or your husband is, and you guys are about to make some investment decisions. Maybe it has to do with a second home or a vacation home or a real estate question. All of this is fair game here on Money Matters. It might be Social Security question, might be insurance related, mortgage related, or you have a question about the book You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think, or you're a new reader to this concept, You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think. We live in a world where you get a lot of outside forces that say you can never retire. Susie Orman says you can't retire till you're 70. A Wall Street Journal article we talked about earlier this year says you can't take 4% of your money. You got to take less than 3% of your money, or else it'll run out. What's your withdrawal rate? So there's an awful lot to talk about and questions that we're happy to take a stab at here on a Sunday morning. Just try to give you our objective opinion. So give us a call here in the studio, the number 404-872-0750. Again, here on this beautiful Sunday morning, it's nice and cool still. It's 74. Let's enjoy it while we still can before it heats up today. But the number in the studio, 404-872-0750 is the number here, or 1-800-WSB-TALK. And I guess you can call that from anywhere, 404 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. And we will go to the phones here in this hour, no question. So as I kind of wrap up what we were talking about with these Fed governors, listen, their job is to keep us in a scenario where we have full employment, which is we're there today. So full employment is pretty much where we are today. 3.8% unemployment rate is about as good as it gets, and the Fed believes it's going to go lower by the end of the year. Could even drop to as low as 3.5%. And then price stability. Remember, that just means inflation in check. Doesn't mean we want a lot of inflation. It means that we want inflation that is not too hot and not too cold. We don't want deflation. So you don't want prices to go down. That's when you go into a deep, dark depression. You don't want inflation where we're running at 10% a year. That doesn't work either. You want it somewhere around the 2% level. We went a long time without inflation at that level. And the Fed, there were several years in the last 10 I can remember when we were worried about deflation. We're talking about here on Money Matters. Are we worried about prices going down in the future? That's a real problem. Luckily, that has not happened. And we've just started to move into a much healthier zone, which is around the 2.1% inflation rate. And the statement this week with Powell was that we want to have this symmetric, we want to be in this symmetric range around 2%. Just means that it's okay to be a little above. One of the things that Janet Yellen said this week is that, look, we were under 2% for 7 years, and that was okay because we got to the point where now today we're over 2%. And that can run at over 2%, maybe even 2.5% for the next year or two or three. That's okay because it's still not too hot. We don't want it too cold. We want it somewhere in the middle. And so the Federal Reserve and the chair, it's their job to keep their eye on this prize: moderate inflation, full employment. And they have this enduring sense of patience in order to do so. Yes, they can mess this thing up. They have policy errors. They are still human. And they always face this brand new data flow that's really an infinite flow of new data. But for now, I think there's no doubt that the economy is stronger than it's been in a very long time. And the economy is much stronger than, quite frankly, the news will have you think. So don't be fooled by that. I will keep you up to date if I think the economy is headed into a downward tailspin. And the answer today is that we probably at least have another year of strength ahead of us. We're going to go to the phones here. I know, Ryan Ely, you've got to direct me because we have lots of calls here. We're going to head to, let's see here. I see you. Okay, good. Patricia in Loganville, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. How can I help?
Yes, good morning, sir. I have a 403B. I'm a school bus driver. I have a 403B, and I was set up in 2008. I don't know if, can I say the name of the company who I have
it
with or not?
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, I'm with Ballard,
by the way, Patricia,
and I was very happy. They were very nice and all, and I opened up my statement the other day. I almost died, because from January to March, I contributed $936, and I only gained $20 worth of interest. Well, and I have $40,000 in there.
$40,000. Got it.
Yeah, I thought this can't be possible. Well, yeah, I thought it just can't be possible. But I know when they set me up, they set me at that target, like for the target age of retirement. So I guess the money's like in a safe area. But God willing, I hope to retire. I still hope to work another 10 years. I'm only going to be 59 in August, and I'm really hoping to do at least another 10 years.
Patricia, it's funny. When I think of what your job is, you almost have to have the calm and the patience of an ER surgeon or an ER doctor, because you're sitting there driving this giant vehicle at 60 miles an hour down the road with 47 children in the back throwing things back and forth of each other and screaming. It sounds like a really difficult job, is it?
It is, but you have to love children, and I do. I love children, and I love animals. So,
and it doesn't. You don't get flustered en route. So hang on. So I don't want you to get flustered when it comes to the investment side of this either, right? I know that you obviously have to have some patience and calm for what you do, and you've got to have some patience and calm for the retirement planning side of this. Investing is the same way. It can surprise you. It can kind of scare you, and you can, just like you had said, it can freak you out if you don't have an understanding of it. So hang on, I want to answer your question. We got to go to a quick break, news, weather, traffic, then we'll come back to you, Patricia in Loganville, when Money Matters returns. You're listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, right here, News 95.5 AM 750 WSB. Well, good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here. We're going right back to this new phone system. We're going back to Patricia in Loganville. Hey, Patricia, good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters.
Thank you, Mr.
Okay.
Moss.
Now, all right, you opened up your statement for your 403B. You started it in 2008. There's about $40,000 in there, and you got a statement for the last half of this year, and it's basically made almost no money, right?
Right.
All right, so that's what's freaked you out.
Yes.
And right, I think it's, how much did it go up, by the way? What's the math? Let me do the math real quick. What was the
I'm not sure. I didn't even know if I was going to get through this morning, so I didn't bring the statement with me. But I know I contributed $936, and the interest I made was $20.78.
All right, so it shows. So it looks like you put in $1,000, and it only went up 20.
Yes.
So you really lost around $880 is the issue, right?
I know. That's I know the market. I don't follow the market. I don't understand the market. I really don't want to. But I do. People tell me I'm losing thousands and thousands of dollars because I don't have my money in the right thing. They're telling me look into international stocks.
Yeah.
Look into this. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Well, here's what's happened is that you have a target date fund. And inside of that target date fund, you end up with U.S. stocks and international stocks. You have various kind of bonds. So you have a pretty significant mix with what you're invested in inside that 403B. So number one, I want you to remember a couple of things. Number one, it's okay to be flat. It's okay if you go through a period of time as an investor where it doesn't just go straight up. If you think about this, you started in 08, 09, the market has kind of gone up for the last 9 straight years. So you've probably gotten used to, hey, I put in 1,000 and it's worth more. And I put in another 1,000, it's even worth more. But we can't panic. And I know that you said you kind of had this period of this feeling of shock. You and as we look at our statements, our 401ks, our 403bs, we can't panic if we're going nowhere for a little while. We can't panic even if we're losing money for a period of time. The reality here is that the markets have just until the last few days kind of gotten back to slightly above positive. So stocks haven't really done a whole lot this year, Patricia. And quite frankly, bonds haven't done a lot here, haven't done all that well this year either. So nothing has really done all that well in 2018. And you've got a target date fund that encompasses all these different areas. Again, many of which haven't really done a lot. And that's okay. You've got to be patient with this. If you're going to head to retirement, you've got to have the discipline to just keep going. Keep adding to your target fund. You're going to have periods of time. It might be a year. It might be 2 years where it doesn't do anything. But eventually, when the market takes another turn higher and we kind of make another leg up, that's when you'll see those returns. You've got to just have some patience. I don't want you to freak out. So good morning. Thank you for the call. Keep safe. Keep the kids safe as you continue to do your job. We thank you. And you're listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, right here, News 95.5, AM 750, WSB.